Run that by me one more time, Steve.
Shit.
Could you do that again for me? Just a little slower and more emphasis on the G, please.
Sure. No.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well,
for posterity.
That's fucking off ever looking at any of my private parts ever again.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop, and Nerd Destination. And with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
You know, his wife in The Ref is also named Caroline.
Wow, that was an amazing, beautiful, wonderful, romantic, astounding noise for me to start the show at. That absolutely, oh my goodness, I don't think we can top that. I think we should just call it a night right now.
Sounds good.
No, no, come back!
Nope, I'm gone.
All right, I got to go walk my hamster, so I'm gonna have to start I'll be back in about 36 minutes to start without me.
Oh, no! God damn it! Devin, this is the one time we actually get you on the show! Don't you dare fucking leave! I will lock you in your house or shed.
But Conrad is making these sad squeaking noises.
All right. Anyways, cool. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and joining us tonight, along with our regular hosts, David and Logan, are Cyril the Wolf and Devin the Golden Boy Epicenter Gallo.
I was just going to call him Devin the Gallo.
Devin the Gallows, because it's spooky Halloween times.
Yes. Okay.
I'd say don't have any sound go on for longer than 3 seconds. 3 seconds is the threshold of annoyance. Anyways, how are you all doing tonight? Okay, David, you've reached beyond annoyance back into erotic.
That's because I pump him through my bass speakers and sit on it.
I can't get off without looking at a picture of Emperor Palpatine. You know, so sue me.
Except I opened the window and then there was a massive storm and it rained all over my classic Macintosh controller.
David,
so I'm not
your sure your voice is like ambrosia for the ears.
Oktoberfest.
Sausage. Ambrosia. Isn't that a member of the Nightshade family?
Well, it's a member.
Yeah. Oh, it's a member, all right.
So you, my member.
All right, David, how are you doing this evening? Logan, how are you doing this evening? Cyril, how are you doing this evening? Devin, how are you doing this evening?
Do it.
What? I don't know what to do.
Do it. Kill him. Kill him now.
Kill him a lot.
Kill him. Kill him quick.
I mean, really, just ram it home.
Oh, man, so much ramming going on. Ramming and members.
Speaking of ramming and members.
I'm running out of RAM, actually.
I mean,
I'm not. I have 16 gigabytes.
And this is actually, this is going to be fairly interesting because you all were not around for the first segment of the Tomonegi Saga, and you had no chance to listen to it because it hasn't been published yet. So you're walking right into the middle of this.
Firing golden jizz ropes onto a fetus so it gets more chi?
Apparently, yes.
I'm going to roll the bones here and suggest that it doesn't matter.
Hold on.
I'll roll your bones.
You rolled an 18 on your doesn't matter check.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm going to say it doesn't matter, and I'm just going to go into this blind and probably drown.
All right, fine. All right, so I will roll for initiative. I rolled a 20, so David, you go first.
No, that's not how this works, Steve.
That's how this works.
Dave, you're going first.
Okay, I'm the only person here without dice, so I'm going to roll my salt shaker real quick. And...
What key are we on?
You're on page 17.
It came up silicon dioxide. So
I'm going to roll a chord on my keyboard since that's the only thing I have. It was an A minor.
Wait, what?
Let's get on with it. We're running out of time.
Gohan nervously looked over at Videl, who was crossing her arms and glaring at him in a demanding way. Well, okay, Gohan said quietly as he began removing his clothes.
Oh.
He was so nervous that when he stood up, he revealed a sad, flaccid lump. And then nervously laughed to himself. Good guess, I have performance anxiety.
And then every single one of the Z Fighters came in through the window and pointed and laughed at his pathetic member.
Okay, so I'm really going to enjoy reading this line. I'm really going to enjoy this.
Okay, David, indulge us.
Piccolo frustrated blurted,
"You could have just told me to make it bigger, Videl. I wasn't that far off."
That sounds like something Piccolo would actually say.
Wait, since when is he able to morph his body at random?
Since ever.
Since this time called Always.
Yeah.
Well, I know he can survive if a single cell of him isn't destroyed, but
no,
I never knew
cell.
He could. He
that's cell, not Piccolo.
No, but he got it from Piccolo, because he stole his genes from with those little mosquito robots.
My God.
Okay, Steve and Devin, listen very closely. I'm going to teach you about Dragon Ball Z real
quick. I don't
quick.
Need to listen. I agree with you.
Videl, now also frustrated, yelled back at him.
It's not ready yet, stupid! Here, watch!
Suddenly, Videl got out an air pump and proceeded to inflate Gohan's penis.
They're my bag.
She motioned Gohan to walk over to her. When he got close enough, she leaned up and began passionately kissing Gohan. Gohan could feel the tension and anxiety he held before began to melt away. And thoughts he had previously of wanting to fuck his wife again began to resurface. Piccolo was surprised that what he thought was meant to be a flappy piece of skin began to grow even larger.
Ew.
So if this were actually happening in like a Dragon Ball Z, this would be like episode 6 of a fucking filler arc, right?
Hey, yeah.
And Piccolo would just be standing there watching Gohan getting hard going...
We need to have a metric, though. Like, how big is that nervous, embarrassed sweat bead that's coming down the side of his head?
Probably it's not. He's just standing... It's the small ones, like in combat.
It's comedy.
This one is a life-or-death situation because at any moment, Videl, the voracious badger girl that she is, will devour Piccolo whole because he can't satisfy her womanly needs.
I was going to say milliliters, but are you comparing sweat drops to teardrops?
So
I never would have guessed.
They're both salty.
This is true, but one also smells horrible.
See, I thought we were talking about pre-cum, so I guess I'm confused.
All right, David, please continue.
Videl then lowered herself down to Gohan's penis and began sucking on the tip of it with her mouth, wriggling her tongue in all Gohan's favorite spots. The shaft, the boober, the balls.
The parking lot.
Gohan's cock got even harder still and grew even more. Okay, so... Hold on. I've watched and read a lot of anime porn, all right?
No way.
Yes, way. I mean, this is me being candid right now.
Bravo for admitting to that.
One of the things that I hate is the concept of it getting even harder. At some point, you've got to reach maximum hardness. Like, there was, he was like
in Pokemon, the friggin' they got the two Kakunas or Metapods fighting.
Yeah, yeah, like maximum
harder, harder,
exactly
harder.
What I'm talking about,
like, yeah, maximum hardness.
Well, you can't ejaculate and then be like, oh, you're even harder than before. Like, it's probably
Cyril, I'm interested in hearing your opinion.
Well, no, I just, you know, because even the games limit you to six uses before it's ineffective.
This
so
is
I mean,
true,
right? It's the law of diminishing returns.
If you think about it from the perspective of a blacksmith, the harder something gets, the more brittle it gets. So if he gets even harder, there's a chance that he could hit a wrong angle and his penis will shatter.
Well, see, that actually can happen. If you
it'll snap off like the branch from a dead elm tree.
No, if you take too much, if you take Viagra and you don't necessarily need it, you can actually get so hard that it will break.
No, it's
Piccolo
like
was
it's like
amazed. He had no idea that this is what human genitalia was like. Videl took more and more of Gohan into her mouth and down her throat until she was pleased his size and girth.
Starting
she
with
pulled
his
away and stood up to present the masterpiece to Piccolo. Gohan's hard cock stood fully erect, slightly curving upwards at about 10 inches and is massive and a massive girth. The entire length was soaked in saliva and Precure was as more dripped out from his tip, begging to be finished. Piccolo looked down at his french fry, wafting in the air. He looked back at Gohan's massive cock and then closed his eyes and began to concentrate on Gohan's massive cock. His massive, hard, throbbing cock.
Stop it! God damn it! It's been a while since I've done, like, sat through one of these fanfiction readings. It's been like a year and a half. And I am having the hardest time handling this.
Hard? Like Gohan's cock?
God, fuck! No!
He placed two fingers above his brow and brought in his stance and concentration. Then suddenly the french fry began to morph and change. Then in one swift movement, a cock exactly uniform to Gohan shot out of Piccolo's pelvis, complete with two balls that popped out at the very end. Gohan's eyes wide.
Hey, yes, that's perfect, she exclaimed.
Piccolo looked over at Gohan. All right, Gohan, we don't need you anymore. You can leave. Videl quickly added,
we can't leave him like this. Maybe he can help.
All right, I don't care as long as I complete my training, Piccolo answered. The three stared at each other a moment of silence before Piccolo asked, so what do I do?
Is this going to be one of those fanfics where it's like the person is like 25 years old, but they don't know how sex works?
Well, Piccolo comes from a different species that are all the same gender, so I'm pretty sure he has no idea what sex is.
I'm rolling for initiative again for seeing who's next. I got a 19, which is me.
Wait, what?
That's really arbitrary.
That's not really arbitrary. I had it divided into fives before. 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 13, 14 to 17, and 8. I'm sorry.
You don't got to fucking explain the system to us. Just read.
Okay.
Yeah, just say DM rules. Rock's fault.
You face right. 12 trolls and you're in your underwear.
Sweet. That's my specialty.
Yeah, I'm at the advantage.
David mooned the trolls. All the trolls died.
Give back, because them trolls is out they armor class.
Is that what this fanfic's about? Videl taking on 12 trolls?
Videl being able to...
No, not quite.
It's close enough. Okay, Gohan laughed. Here, let me give you a demonstration.
I don't want one, Uncle Gohan. Please put it back.
You'll take this demonstration and you'll like it. It's an unskippable cutscene.
No, Uncle Gohan.
Uncle Donut?
Uncle Gohan.
Uncle Donut. He took Videl's clothes off and positioned her at the edge of the bed so he could stand over her. Piccolo approached closer so he could see what Gohan was doing. Gohan took the tip of his cock and circled it around Videl's moist slit, making sure to pass over her clitoris a few times. I'm sorry, clitoros. Fuck.
The alluring double clitoris.
No, I think clitoros is like one of Frieza's henchmen.
I think it's a constellation, actually.
Midoriya, Sabon, take clitoros out and get the Dragon Balls back.
Then he eased his hard cock into her and began thrusting into her. Videl's legs rose up around Gohan, wrapping around his back, vying for more. For more what? Grip? Angle? Cock?
Cock!
Yeah, I mean, he's only at like maximum hardness. He still has like three or more ascended forms of hardness after this.
Oh no! He slowed down and then pulled his massive cock out slowly, allowing Videl to savor every sensation it provided. Okay, you know what? Fine. I will read as Emperor Palpatine. I've been teasing it for a while. I'll just go ahead and do it.
Gohan was flushed and panting, but turned to Piccolo and directed him towards the dark side. Something like that. You think you can do it? Do it!
Do it.
Gohan could see the apprehension over Piccolo's face when he suddenly got a great idea. This sort of thing is easy to mess up. You can't just come in poking and expecting her to like it. Gohan instructed
him. Yes, you can. That's called being a man.
That's why I'm going to do most of the work, but you'll still get your ki boost.
Yay.
This really hurts. Most of
the walk.
Videl had a look of curiosity on her face. She wondered what Gohan could be planning.
You know, your Emperor Palpatine is really just more of a Frieza henchman.
No, Frieza's... The only Frieza henchman I remember was the guy who goes, "I hope you said your goodbye, son."
That's Dodoria.
It's very hard to do Emperor Palpatine without it going to Mrs. Bighead, because apparently that's who the character was based on.
Are you sure about that? Because I think Star Wars came
I would bet some money on it.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Empire.
Videl had a look of curiosity on her face. She wondered what Gohan could be planning. Either way, it didn't matter. Just the thought of Gohan being involved at all was making her drip with lust.
She's all drippy, eh?
Gohan then added, "First, I'm going to warm her up, though." He took Videl and gently flipped her over to her side as not to harm her bump. He propped up her leg on his arm and used his other hand to access her.
Oh, they spelled it right! Yay!
That's still not right.
I never want to hear the word.
Close enough!
Ever. Clitoris.
Clitoris, what's the power level say about his scouter level?
It's
hard!
Wow. Maximum hardness?
Maximum hardness.
Oh,
I didn't think you could get this hard.
It's like when the HP bar goes way outside its bounds and off the screen when you have him sing no.
He then began inserting his cock into her and began fucking her in a sideways fashion.
Ew.
It's like very Willy Wonka.
He took his thumb and vigorously rubbed and circled her
clitoris?
Clitoris.
That's Clitoris' brother.
It's like a clitoris with contours.
No, it's a frigging tour bus that goes around showing you all the cool things about the clit.
Through the clit valley?
A fetish tour.
Yes.
Pumped her. Videl was flushed red and moaning in excitement. Her vaginal opening was gushing with natural lubricant. Gohan's rock-hard cock was lapping it up like a dog.
Oh my god, his cock was eating things.
Now that his cock was dripping wet, covered in her ecstasy, he spread apart her ass cheeks. Oh, Gohan. Videl moaned as she knew what was coming next.
Whenever they talk about Gohan's Gohan's penis, I just think of a can of Spam, and I'm not sure why.
I think of a donut.
I'm literally thinking of a fucking centipede, because it clearly was lapping her fucking juices up or whatever the fuck.
Gohan carefully inserted his wet cock, inch by inch, into Videl's anus. Gohan!
Run that by me one more time, Steve.
Shit.
Could you do that again for me? Just a little slower and more emphasis on the G, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well,
for posterity.
That's putting off ever looking at any of my private parts ever again.
Videl moaned with pleasure. She recalled it had been a long time since she had gotten anal from him, and oh, how she missed it. Gohan gave her a few precise pumps
to get everything nice and lubricated. Then he withdrew.
Accurate within 5 meters.
All right, he said, placing Videl in a normal position. I want you to lay on your back on top of me. Videl's face lit up with excitement. She finally realized what he had been planning. Her labia tingled with excitement.
A 5. Cyril, you're up.
Oh, God.
Roll for mental damage.
I honestly probably should procure a drink for myself.
Drink your natural lubricant!
Yeah, obviously, that's what it's there for. You're gonna
want it. Alright. I don't know how I'm gonna read
non-Christian.
This. I'm terrible at voices, and I've been grinning
good.
And I've been grimacing so much through this. Yeah, you know what? I don't know.
I might use my Dawn voice later.
What?
Use the Zeramus voice.
I thought I wasn't supposed to shout.
No, do a very loving Zeramus.
Oh, like. Alright, just a second.
Wait, what?
Gohan lay down on the bed on his back.
That's really close to doing Vegeta if you bring it up like maybe a couple of keys.
His erect cock.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Do it.
His erect cock curving up in the air.
No, not really.
Like some kind of monument to sex. Videl laid down on her back as well.
Monument to Sex is my new solo jazz album.
My drink.
I'm going to have to down a beer after this because there's no way I'm getting through this afterwards. All right.
Gohan directed his cock back to its new home in her anal cavity.
Oh, boy.
There was a for sale sign. You know, it wasn't a foreclosure and it wasn't a short sale. It got a really good rate, but had to go FHA.
I call my asshole my anal cavity.
Once he reached maximum insertion, he motioned Piccolo over. All right, Piccolo, you get the top. I'll take care of the bottom, Gohan instructed. Piccolo shook his head and walked over with his permanently erect green Gohan cock. He thought to himself, human copulation is disgusting.
How right you are, Piccolo.
Piccolo stood over the tube and began to do exactly what Gohan had done. He took his green cock and massaged it over Videl's slit to get it nice and wet before inserting it into her vagina. Videl could hardly contain herself. She could feel the pressure and fullness of having two enormous cocks inside
enormous.
Her. Enormous cocks enormous. Inside her. And essentially, both cocks were Gohan, since Piccolo had copies it form perfectly, which drove her wild. She loved the feeling of Gohan's perfect cock pounding away at her. Gohan and Piccolo began pumping her in unison, putting the perfect amount of pressure on both her G-spots.
I really don't want to see your monitor with how many plosives you are doing right now. Wait, just tons and tons of saliva and spit stains.
Both her G-spots? How did you just pass over that?
I mean, okay, she's taking two dicks. Obviously, she has two vaginas.
No. Stupid idiot.
Is it supposed to be her vagina and her butt china?
No.
Her mangina?
Women do have multiple G-spots.
I prefer the idea of having a butt vagina.
No, they have other names, even though, yeah, but she shouldn't have a butt G-spot.
She has a vaginal G-spot and an anal G-spot.
But she has no prostate, so she can't have an anal G-spot.
The anal stimulation in women is sort of a extension of the clitoris stimulation.
Let's keep reading, maybe they explain it.
Go!
Sorry, I just had to giggle at your naivete.
Gohan reached around to the front of Videl.
Videl?
Videl.
Is that like the lubricant of choice?
When I'm jerking my penis, I like to use Videl.
Bring Videl, available to you.
Videl is a copyright of Johnson & Johnson.
A family company.
Guys! Gohan reached around to the front of Videl and began massaging her clitoris, which caused Videl to throw her head back to his and clutch on to his thighs. Gohan could tell Videl was close to the edge and asked if Piccolo could feel the key yet.
Yes, I can feel it. It's amazing. I feel like I have so much power. Piccolo said with surprise.
Said Great. Dolph Lundgren.
Bandit Gohan.
I must break you.
You'll feel like... You'll start to feel something weird. Like you're going to release. Just keep going and let it happen. Then you'll have completed the loop. Gohan, I'm starting to come!
That's quite an artistic liberty with just two O's.
Okay, you know what? As a person who enjoys ejaculating, I think I'm going to swear off any kind of sexual activity and masturbation forever. Because I'm sorry, the concept has soured on me by this point.
Videl clutch on to him tighter as her orgasm begin to power through her entire body. It's happening! As he was vigorously thrusting into Videl's orgasm, he felt the key encompass his green cock and then felt the muscle contractions of his own orgasm wave across him.
That's it, I came.
Piccolo screamed.
Oh, just now? I've been wiping myself down with paper towels for the past 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm kind of like 3.5 inches deep right now, so...
Into what, a cake?
Well, no, like, my entire living room floor is now one large vat.
Oh, geez, is it going to fill up to the top and then Sylvester Stallone's going to have to break in to get you out to the daylight?
I don't know, he might.
Okay.
I can't control the visuals in my head, but I'm imagining David fucking a navel orange, and he's 3 inches deep.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's Valencia, they're much bigger.
Clementine for me.
Piccolo screamed as he began pumping his green... Oh, this soured instantly. Green semen everywhere.
They couldn't have gone with, like, green special beam cannon?
No, it looks like high-C ecto cooler.
Oh, God. God.
But viscous.
God.
Okay, so high-C ecto cooler and cornstarch.
No, he's basically been Nick Elodian's dream.
I have been slimed before. Oh, gross. Now I feel like my childhood is ruined.
First, he pumped several pumps deep inside Videl.
Are you ready, Steve-O?
No.
So what are these? Sump pumps? Oil pumps?
Mark Summers, no!
Then, when he pulled out, he said pump after pump all over the room. And all over Videl and Gohan like some kind of crazy water horse.
I just imagine him running around going, ah!
Piccolo looked down at his body covered in green cum. He felt the power pulsating all over him. He began powering up in the bedroom to test his power.
Power.
Piccolo, do you think you could do that outside?
Gohan begged.
Think you can do that. You added something, so that's a drink. Let me roll. It's a 14, so that falls above 10. That's Logan's turn.
Alright, let's see. I'm on 20, right?
Yes.
Alright. Piccolo scoffed and turned the wall facing the beach. He cocked his fists together by his side.
Careful, you're gonna redline it! Dude, I just got it out of the shop!
Piccolo screamed as he blasted a hole in the wall with a massive energy wave. Then he flew through the hole and blasted in the sky with a sonic boom. Still laying on the bed, stared wide-eyed and in disbelief at what they just saw. I guess it worked, Videl said timidly. Gohan was still hard as a rock. He had worked so hard at getting Videl to orgasm for Piccolo, he had completely ignored his own pleasure. Gohan rolled Videl to his side and started spooning her from behind. I'm not letting you down from this high just yet, Gohan whispered to her. He took his cock, which was once pleasuring her anally, and switched back to her velvety, wet slit.
So, question. Cleanliness?
Yes. No, she enjoys toxic shock.
I see. Okay, moving on.
now oozing green cum from Piccolo. Ew. Oh, no, sorry. It's the green cum is it's a very sanitary and
oh, of course. His basically Piccolo's ejaculate is aloe-laden hand sanitizer.
Is this Undertale tail logic? Green is clean?
You remember those Nickelodeon GAC commercials? Just handfuls of green goo dripping through their fingers. That's what I'm imagining.
Gohan could feel all the hot come inside Videl from Piccolo, and the sensation was, oh god, he's a cucker, was making him harder. Gohan loved to fuck Videl in this position because it was so easy to access all of his favorite parts. He would alternate between biting on her neck, caressing and pinching her, now larger, breasts and nipples, circling her clitoris, and now his new favorite, caressing her swollen bump.
I'm so sick of hearing the word bump.
I'm not.
My throat feels like sandpaper.
Like an all-you-can-fuck Videl buffet, and Gohan wanted to taste everything.
Every fucking fanfic uses that goddamn line. Fuck this! Sorry.
What
line?
Actually
the first time I've ever seen it.
You really? Maybe I've just been reading the wrong fanfics. Every single time, it's the all-you-can-fuck blank buffet.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah, really. Well, and I do this really almost sad. Exclusively.
What the fuck was I reading three
Gohan
years ago?
Gohan began fucking her with everything he had. He could feel the ki welling up again, the power surging deep within him.
That's not ki.
Oh, Videl!
I think I can go straight to Super Saiyan 3! He barely got out, panting heavily. Oh, yes, Gohan, please! Videl let out in pleasure. Gohan loved to transform during sex. He loved the look on Videl's face when his transformation caused his cock to grow in size, filling her to the brim. He began to concentrate, aiming for going straight to Super Saiyan 3. The energy in the air broke everything like beams of static all around them. Videl wasn't frightened at all. She loved being so close to so much power. Gohan's hair began to glow and turn gold, his eyes shifting blue once again. He could feel his cock pulsating and growing in size. Videl let out a long moan as Gohan's Super Saiyan 3 cock gave her a new feeling of complete fullness. Now that the transformation was complete, it was time for some serious fucking.
Serious!
Gohan began thrusting.
Serious XM fucking.
Thrusting her with new power. He could feel Videl's labia slap against his pubic bone around the base of his cock. As he pounded her fully, Gohan felt Videl's vagina tightening as she got closer and closer to release. He felt the ki again and fed more off of its power, allowing it to well up inside of him even more. Videl began to orgasm. Again, sending the ki force to once again encompass the entire length of Gohan's penis. Sending him straight into an orgasm of his own. He pumped load after load of golden semen.
Ew.
Sighed Videl as she contracted.
Orange juice.
On his cock.
And she contracted. Time,
yeah, contractions. He came for nearly 5 whole minutes.
Ooh. What? Damn. Another 10 men.
when he had finished, he pulled his cock out and watched the golden cum ooze out of her slit by the cup.
Wait, it's not gonna ooze by the cup. It's gonna fucking torrent by the cup.
I'm just kind of imagining when you like you take a wrench and open up a friggin' fire hydrant.
Cyril, you seem upset.
I'm sorry. The
Gohan
last chapter
lay next
actually
to her
me.
For a few minutes to revel in the moment before cleaning the two up and putting their clothes back on. Gohan was buttoning up his shirt when he heard a grunt of frustration come from Videl. He looked over at her and began to tend to her. Ah, what's wrong? He asked sweetly.
Next up is Devin, because there's nobody left.
Oh no, please don't do this to me. I swear this shirt fit me just an hour ago. Now it seems way too small. I can't even get it on. Videl sighed in frustration. Gohan looked her over. She was right. Her baby bump had swollen much larger than it was before, probably thanks to the power given from Piccolo and, well, Gohan's second helping. Fuck.
Right through it, man. You can do it.
Hang on, drinking. Gohan was actually rather pleased with himself. Waddell was so cute with her even larger bump. In fact, if he hadn't just blown a massive load inside her, just seeing her like this would have caused him to go hard as a rock and fuck her right here, right now, on the floor.
Yeah, man. Just, like, looking at pregnant bellies gets me hard. Nothing else like it, man.
I'll find you a new shirt! He smiled, still thinking about how much more he wanted to fuck her with her newly larger bump. Stay tuned for the next exciting episode of Dragon Ball Z. Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Piccolo became Gohan's student as he gained a special power boost from Videl. Okay, hang on. I have to interrupt here. How did he got power from Videl? I thought he was
yes. Videl's pregnancy gives people power.
Yeah.
You can understand how this might need a couple of readings before it makes any kind of sense.
Yes, but anyways, please continue.
After Piccolo was granted his power boost, Gohan decided to go for a second power boost.
Also, Sean says drink for bump, so I'll do it.
Every time it says bump?
Sure.
Yes. Yes, every time.
I just finished four beers.
No one will... in that time span? Wow. Will any other Z fighters get power boost to fight the approaching Namekian enemy? Find out today on Dragon Ball Z. Episode 104, Prince of Saiyan's Resolve? Vegeta watched from his usual area of seclusion, leaning against Kami House, as Gohan ran to the other Z fighters on the beach. Gohan ran up to his father, Goku. Dad, look, I can go Super Saiyan 3 now, Gohan exclaimed.
As he whips out his penis.
His golden pubes. His pubes go Super Saiyan. Vegeta nearly broke his neck, craning over at Gohan. What? Super Saiyan 3?
Super sucky.
Just a month ago, you were busy reading books in a library. Gohan turned to Vegeta and smiled, much like his dad would. Oh, don't be jealous of my new training technique, he giggled, still high from the explosive sex he had just had with Videl. Jealous? Why, you? Vegeta began to scream when he heard a voice from the side of the house. Wait, do I drink when I make a mistake or when I acknowledge a mistake or I forget?
Both.
Just drink all of the time.
Yes.
Hang on, let me see. I'm gonna hook up my IV real quick.
Lobo.
Hello.
Jealous. Why, you? Vegeta began to scream when he heard a voice from the side of the house. Vegeta. Piccolo motioned over. Vegeta dropped his feud with Gohan and stomped over to Piccolo.
Drope?
Droped up. Mother.
God. Why did I agree to this?
Why? Oh. Why would you not agree to this? This is amazing.
Exactly.
I thought something was missing.
What, Canadian square boobs?
Yes.
Well, there we go.
And somebody posting massive torrents of objectionable pornography.
It's in the chat room already.
Yeah.
See, this story has made me feel like I've grown a vagina and have been thusly double-fucked by an alien. Well, two aliens, technically. One of them having gone Super Saiyan. That's how this has been making me feel. The alcohol has been helping, but I still feel rather violated.
Oh, I read ahead!
Don't read ahead! Let Devin continue.
I did that briefly when I was
dancing,
and I was very, very sad that I did. But I made sure to stop before the sentence was over.
David, what does his breathalyzer say about his alcohol level?
It's 0.15!
I thought we just
it's
did
over
HP.
0.08!
What's up?
David pulls his lips away from a chicken's cloaca to read the fanfic.
Can you believe this? All this power from a powerless Earth woman. Wait, no, it's Vegeta. Can you believe this? All this power from a powerless Earth woman! Vegeta exclaimed in frustration. It works.
Okay, this is starting to sound more and more like one of those penis enlargement commercials starring Ron and Jeremy.
It works, Piccolo stated. I just tried it and it really worked. I feel more powerful than ever. All right, than I ever have. I can't explain how it's even possible. But all I can say now is I'm ready to face the Namekian, whoever he is. I don't care what it takes, Vegeta said hotly. I won't allow myself to gain power this way. There could be another way, Piccolo said as he turned his head to look over at Vegeta. I'm listening. He responded with sass. He's like, I'm listening. Vegeta responded with sass. When I was up there, I felt the ki. The green substance poured out of my appendage. I could sense the power increasing ki all over it. I have some still all over the appendage I grew. Maybe if I touch it, your... What? My appendage? Well, if you don't want a power boost, you can stay weak if you want, Piccolo retorted. Fine! Let's just get this over with. Vegeta complied.
The two pulled down their pants, pants, to reveal their members. Piccolo stood there, still in its permanently erect state, with green semen coating it everywhere. Piccolo looked down at Vegeta's cock and then back up to his face.
It has to be hard first. Videl showed me how to do it.
No, Piccolo, don't do it!
No!
That was an entire pint glass of half tequila, half orange juice. That was pretty good.
I wouldn't do that because that's lime, and lime and orange juice don't work together. Oh, the last time I had tequila, it had lime juice in
it.
So
you put the lime in the coconut and mix it all up. And then Piccolo leaned down and took Vegeta's flaccid penis into his mouth. Vegeta almost pulled away, but the instant sensation of something playing with his member started to make it grow and become hard, and he couldn't stop it just yet. The harder and bigger Vegeta's cock grew, the deeper and deeper Piccolo took it into his mouth. Once Vegeta was rock hard, Piccolo stood back and aligned his shaft to Vegeta's and rubbed the green cum all over Vegeta's cock.
Unbelievable!
Vegeta said with a surprise, I can feel the power!
There's still some more. I can adjust my generated appendage so you can take it.
Piccolo said as he began to concentrate. Vegeta looked down and to witness the tip of Piccolo's green cock morphing into a vaginal opening. Piccolo grabbed Vegeta's cock and slid it into his green vagina cock shaft.
On the previous episode of Dragon Ball Z, David decided that it would be a good idea.
Not you. 23.
No, David, don't. No, we can do this together.
Well, I have found a decent brand of non-alcoholic beer.
So you get to join us.
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. Are you ready for me to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 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 I can feel it growing stronger.
Vegeta exclaimed.
Why are you sounding more like Frieza?
Because all the bad guys sound the same to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, once he gets to a porcelain doll Frieza, he's a lot more feminine. He's like,
oh, yes, well, yes. My power level is 4 billion.
Vegeta wrapped his fists around Piccolo's vagina cock shaft and held it tightly as he began thrusting his cock in and out of it. It's like a fleshlight or whatever.
With a handle.
As Vegeta felt the power increase more and more, it brought him closer and closer to Orgasam. Vegeta gripped the appendage so tightly and thrusted it so vigorously that when he started coming, he ripped the green vagina cockshaft clean off of Piccolo.
It's okay, you're gross.
Vegeta's seed sprayed out of the torn end of the shaft, dotting the sand around them everywhere.
Okay.
Panting heavily, Vegeta slid the appendage off his cock and tossed it on the ground to Piccolo's feet. Here's your appendage, he said in an almost sorry tone.
It's okay, I don't need it anymore anyway. I'm done with human genitals, Piccolo replied.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Dragon Ball Z!
Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Vegeta, with the help from Piccolo's strange new appendage, was able to get a small power boost. However, in the heat of the moment, Piccolo's appendage was ripped clean off. Will it be enough for the mysterious Namekian fighter? Today on Dragon Ball Z. Episode 105. Mysterious Fighter Revealed. It was the day the Namekian fighter was due to arrive.
Everyone who wanted to get power boosts from Videl was able to make it to Kame House to do so. Videl recalled 18, Yajirobe, and Korin among them. Wait, recalled? Like, you don't remember how many people fucked you?
And, you know, eventually it all just starts to blur together.
And one gigantic semen sea.
Aren't those called cream pies?
Yes. Sure.
Semen sea.
She even got another visit from Gohan. Her bump was massive now. She thought the baby might come any day now that it had all these power increases. Many who saw her...
Because those sure help embryonic development.
So, like, if it's she science. Has a miscarriage, will the planet explode?
Yep.
Yeah. It's one of those SCP kind of deals. Many who saw her teased her, asking if she was sure she wasn't having twins.
I don't get it.
Gohan felt he was ready to face the Namekian fighter head-on. The only thing he was worried about was Videl. In her condition, he didn't want to worry her so much that she started going into labor. Is that spelled right? Because...
Yes, it's labor, yes.
God damn it, too much British. I feel like there should be a U there. Or was not able to escape due to her difficulty walking. He thought it would
be... She can just fly.
She can't fly, can she?
Yeah, she can.
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't watch that far. He thought it would be safest to keep her at the Braith's house. She would have a few people to help her get around, and if anything happened, well, they would be able to get her to a hospital immediately. Gohan and the other Z fighters waited out for the power level to arrive. They could sense it was close, so it was only a matter of minutes before he would show. Next up is Cyril.
Can I read this completely deadpan, or is that not
You can read it deadpan, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Just read it,
good.
Like, in English.
They watched as the Namekian fighter broke through the atmosphere, still concealed by his
no
aura
through.
Of energy.
Oh, that's a drink.
There's no through. It broke
Fuck!
The atmosphere.
Still concealed by his aura of energy, the Z fighter sprung into action and began to fly toward him to get a better vantage point. They saw the Namekian fighter descending into an open plains just outside the major city. Like always, the Z fighters regrouped nearby so they could get a good look at the Namekian. The Namekian's dark brown leather shoes touched down on the sand. He broadened his stance and rested his fists on his hips. Krillin appeared from behind a rock. Wow, that's him. He's not even wearing any armor, just some raggy-looking clothes, he scoffed. Don't underestimate Namek's. Piccolo reminded him. Gohan scratched his head. I at least thought he wouldn't be so fat, he added. Goku climbed eagerly to the top of the rock they were hiding behind. Do you guys smell that? He asked. It kind of smells like onions. The Namekian turned his head to survey the land, looking both ways, nodding in approval. That'll do. Oh, I don't know how to do a Scottish accent, it just occurred to me. That'll do, he said, in a remarkable Scottish accent. Did you hear that? ? Piccolo alerted. He doesn't sound Namekian. Krillin points, yeah, look at his head. He doesn't have pointy ears like Piccolo. He has those weird stalks. He added. I'm struggling.
So he's not Namekian.
Yeah, interesting. This is actually interesting. Wait, why is this interesting? Oh my god, is he Shrek?
Reed!
It's never
I'm
over.
Fairly certain he is.
Oh no, why? Goku stood up. It's time to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to try to talk to him, he said as he lifted out the ground. Wait for us, Dad! Gohan called after him as the rest of the Z fighters began flying towards the mysterious fighter. Goku touched down 20 feet from the mysterious fighter. I said about.
No, you didn't.
What?
No, you skipped it. You said it in your mind.
That's what my wife says. Goku touched down about 20 feet away from the mysterious fighter with the rest of the Z fighters at his back. The mysterious fighter noticed him and turned his head to look at him.
And who are you? Come to meet your new neighbor, have you?
The fighter called at Goku.
And who are you? Come to meet your new neighbor, have ya?
That's what it says.
It didn't give me the
Shrek.
We're the protectors of Urk, and we won't let you do anything to harm it. Google sternly announced back. Stick me in a fork.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Next up is Logan. I'm too busy masturbating right now.
Shrek gets you going?
Oh, yeah.
That explains a lot.
Oh, no.
Well, that's too bad, you see. Because it's gonna be perfect. The fighter exclaimed, looking off into the distance. Krillin spread his feet across the sand and balled up his fists. Perfect? Perfect for what? He demanded. The fighter turned his head abruptly and looked back at Krillin. Perfect for my swamp! Fighter yelled back with a terrifying smile. Goku gritted his teeth and spread his legs into his fighting stance. Who are you?
It's okay, they're all Krillin right now.
Yeah, they're all Krillin. He demanded. The mysterious fighter turned his head at Goku and cracked an ugly smile. Let's just say, I'm an ogre achiever.
Ah! It hurts.
Somebody wants to...
Oh.
No, we're gonna get sued. Suddenly, the fighter blasted into the air, causing the ground below him to cave away and leave a sizable crater.
I don't think we're gonna get a DMCA notice on someone singing a song awfully.
Isn't it a little bit narcissistic to think that your imitation of a song from 20 years ago will get you a DMCA notice because you're indistinguishable from the band?
Yeah. It's not 20 years ago.
Alright, 15 years ago.
You never know!
Or like 35.
Okay, it was like, 2005. Okay, so 10 years ago.
Can we stop hammering this
the
in and keep going?
The sea fighters shielded their eyes from all flying dust and saw him make his way for the city. People in the streets began to stop and point to the skies as they saw the mysterious fighter fly into its epicenter. Right in the middle of... Of Town Square, the fighter landed and surveyed all the people crowding him, gawking and pointing at him. Look, honey, what is that? One man in a wizard with rolled-up sleeves exclaimed as he pointed at the fighter.
Oh my gosh, it's a monster! It's hideous!
The woman next to him screamed, clutching her shopping bags and pursed tightly to her bosom. The fighter rolled his eyes over the crowd again, before narrating to himself, just as I suspected, they judged me before they even know me. Then he raised his arms in the air, opened palms to the skies. A cloud of odor began to spore out from underneath his arms and spread to the crowds. My God, said the previous man in the white blazer. Is that onions? He fell to one knee in weakness to the ground. The woman clutching her shopping bag sunk next to him. She began dropping her bags one by one. I feel so... She swimmingly said as she collapsed further to the ground.
The dust cleared around the Z-Fighters. They shot into the air, following in the direction they saw the mysterious fighter fly. Goku squinted his eyes as the stench of the air hit his face as he flew. Well... At least,
yeah,
it will be easy to find him, he said with one hand over his nose and mouth. They followed the stench to the town square. When they arrived, they were horrified at what they were witnessed. People were scattered all over the ground, motionless. Gohan knelt down to the nearest position to see if they were still alive. He turned the body over to reveal the eyes. The eyes are what would haunt him most. The eyes were wide open. But the eyes themselves were gone. No. Instead, there was a round, waxy object. Gohan extended his finger, shaking, and pressed it to the outside of the surface.
Replaced with onions.
Don't read ahead!
I'm not reading ahead, I'm just guessing.
And ran his finger across the onion? What?
Yes!
It was a small onion. Everyone's eyes were gone, and in its place an onion? Gohan gasped and took a step backward. Just then, the person he had been examining began to twitch. It sat itself up calmly. It twitched its head towards Gohan, pointing its onion eyes right at him. Even though the new eyes had no pupils to speak of and was simply an onion, Gohan could tell it was looking straight at him.
This is really disturbing.
The risen body choked. In an attempt to try and help Gohan, Gohan called out to it. What are you trying to say? Who did this to... Oh, wait, hang on. What are you trying to say? Who did this to you? It managed in a raspy tone. It feebly began to stand up without much control over its limbs.
Shrek! It called in a clearer, earnest voice. Shrek? Is that the fighter? Gohan asked back to it. The animated body slowly shuffled and dragged itself closer to Gohan. Gohan was on guard as it approached. It stopped about 2 feet away from Gohan. Gohan locked eyes with it. Its mouth fell open and stated, Shrek is love. Shrek is love.
You know, I was going to continue masturbating forever, but now I don't think that's going to happen.
Just then, more bodies began to animate and rise. They all had onion eyes, and they were all chanting lowly, Shrek is love! Shrek is love!
I swear I've actually had a nightmare about this because I do not like Shrek at all. Like, no enjoyment whatsoever. I thought the first movie was mediocre at best, the second movie was dumb as shit, and anything after that is just stupid.
I think
the second one was actually the best in the series.
Steve. So, like, you know that, you know, copypasta about Shrek coming into your room and doing things to you? I think that actually happened to you.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Get ogre yourself.
That's the episode title right there.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm thoroughly creeped out now,
Krillin remarked back in the way slowly. Goku observed, why aren't they attacking us? Just then the bodies began to take their clothes off.
I don't like the look of this,
Gohan said, falling into his fighting stance. The bodies, now all naked, began to huddle in groups, all chanting in unison. Shrek is love. Shrek is life. Yep. Once enough of them got close enough together, they began to tangle in orifices. Whatever appendage they had available, they would stick in the other's orifices until everything was filled. One group of many had an erect penis and an anus, a hand and a throat, a foot and a vagina, all while chanting again and again, Shrek is love. Shrek
is life.
They all began thrusting themselves in and out of the orifice, chanting more excitedly. The faster they thrusted, the more the bodies began to fall apart.
Blood started
to ooze out, and with each thrust, and the skin began to peel itself back, revealing muscle and muscle revealing bone. Within seconds, the animated body produced a pile of flesh and blood, with onions scattered about everywhere. Goku, along with all the other Street Fighters, gritted their teeth and clenched their fists. Goku yelled out, Shrek, we're coming for you! Before
That's fucking terrifying!
Onion scent. The Z Fighters flew through the air, following the onion scent, as well as the carnage of flesh, bones, and blood. When they caught up with Shrek, he had busted a few water mains, and it was flooding the city, causes muds and swamp-like conditions to arise everywhere. The conditions only made the onion smell more potent and horrible. Goku stood before Shrek in the shin-deep mud. Shrek began to laugh.
What again? You must like me with my obvious good looks and charm.
Okay, hang on. I don't think the author has changed, but I think the motivation has changed. The person standing over his shoulder and telling him what the fuck to write has changed. Because we've suddenly moved from explicit sex to onion zombie fantasy.
Yeah, and I'm okay with this.
And I'm expecting a zombie version of Sonic with onions for eyes to suddenly
Hey, don't read ahead, man.
To ride a snowboard over various jump pads while singing, Open your heart!
Devin, at least they're not trying to write in some kind of ogre-archy.
Fuck y'all,
that's hilarious.
Dude, I'm like the king of bad puns, and that one makes me cringe.
Goku, unfazed, simply replied, Enough is enough! We've come to butt a stop to you! Shrek, even more amused,
Well, let's see what you got in!
The ogre widened his stance and flexed his thick arms by his side.
Goku vanished and swiftly reappeared right behind Shrek. Shrek sensed the movement and turned around on cue to meet him. The two fought on par with each other, throwing punches and kick, only to be met with the other dodge or block. The other Z Fighters looked on with haste, eyes darting all over the place as they kept up with the fast movements of the fight. Suddenly, Gohan heard a noise from behind him. He turned his head and saw Yamcha there, clutching his side in pain. Yamcha, what happened? Gohan called out urgently to him. Yamcha fell to one knee and lowered his head.
I can't fight!
Yamcha clutched his side harder. Gohan jumped closer to him, just as Yamcha began to stand back up. He slowly lifted his head to reveal two waxy onion eyes. He looked at Gohan. Shrek is love. Shrek is life. Gohan, so basically the worst character in the show got transformed into an onion eye.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Nah, I'm not upset. Gohan stumbled backwards, horrified. Yamcha turned his head to his left, where Tien was standing a few feet over. He lunged at Tien, grappling with him in a hold from behind. Suddenly, through means of physics that cannot be explained, Yamcha's erect cock had sprung up between Tien's legs. Tien began to struggle, but slowly stopped resisting. Krillin, now standing next to Gohan, called him, Tien, why aren't you fighting back? What's wrong? All Tien could manage to get out was, It's the smell! The onions! Before, they smelled rancid, but now they smell good! Really good! This is disturbing.
Yeah, I'm not getting fucking freaky with this one.
Like,
we'll see what goes on later. I have a feeling it'll probably get at least a little sexy. Gohan. No.
I really doubt that.
Hey, Tony was the one that pushed this one on me, alright? Gohan began to piece things together. Shrek must be using the onion smell as a sort of pheromone to turn people. Tien's eyes grew waxy by the second. I can't fight it, Gohan. My penis is as hard as granite right now. Suddenly, Tien slid his hands down to his ass and tore a hole in the back. Yamcha began to loosen his grip. Tien began to bend over and pull his ass cheeks apart with his hands.
Ew.
Shrek is love, he said. Shrek is life.
Shrek is inside you.
Gohan, Shrek is more disturbing
Shrek
than Legion.
Shrek will deny you.
Gohan turned to his father, still fighting Shrek with everything he had. Dad, Shrek is using the onion smell to turn people. It's taking us out. Weakest first.
Everything bad I said about this fic back.
Okay, next up is Cyril. It's okay.
I don't know.
Also,
like
Dave, can we find a mod that turns all of the zombies in Left 4 Dead 2 into Shrek?
Oh god.
Goku froze. He looked over at Shrek. They had just been fighting the entire time, completely level. Goku knew they were evenly matched, and it was just a matter of time before he too would turn.
This is the part where you run,
Shrek said confidently. Goku had never run from a fight before, but he knew this fight was going nowhere and that he needed to do something to gain advantage. Goku knew what he had to do. He had to fuck his daughter-in-law, Videl.
Why didn't you do that earlier? Everybody else did.
He could only do it if he had to.
Well, I mean, now's not the most opportune time.
Hell, Goku, make it to Videl in time. Will it be too much to get a power boost from her? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Last time on Dragon Ball Z, things did not go as planned when the Z fighters first met the mysterious fighter Shrek. People all over the city were succumbing to his onion pheromones.
Succumbing.
What?
This took a really weird direction. Suddenly.
That's how you spell succumbing.
I'm aware.
No, it's not how you spell it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, it is. Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. It's pheromones that's messed up.
But it still phonetically sounds right, so I don't know how to say it wrongly.
Pheromones. And were reducing themselves to a layer of flesh, muscle, bone, and onions. Yamcha and Tien were the first to turn to onion drones, into onion drones, during Goku's first standoff with the ugly ogre. Retreat was the only option, leaving Goku with one burning question. Would he have to have sex with Videl?
What are you trying to be, David Attenborough?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get through this, and yelling it seems to work.
I'll allow it.
Episode 106, Goku's Mission.
All right, Steve Irwin's in the house. I thought you were dead.
Hunter, Jesus Christ.
What are we going to do, Goku? Krillin asked as the remaining Z fighters stood in a circle in Brief's living room. The others were present as well, including Videl, who was resting upon a couch trying to comfortably support the weight of her massive bump, just farted a bit. Goku turned his head and looked over at Gohan. Well, we're just too evenly matched. I had been trying to avoid it at all costs, but I'm going to have to fuck Videl, he said sternly.
Is he turning British or what?
No, he has the voice of Shrek for some unexplained reason.
No, he's kind of gone Aussie, and as he descends south, he's going to have to go into whatever the hell accent they use in Antarctica, a place that isn't inhabitable in mankind, so I don't really know what the It could be Martian or, I don't know, what do they speak on Hoth?
They speak in dismembered arms.
They'll speak dismembered arms, okay.
Yes.
Admittedly, probably not the best direction I could have taken. So from now on, I'm just going to read it like this.
Okay.
Videl became oddly aroused. She had always wondered how Goku's cock might be in comparison to Gohan's. She wondered if Gohan took after his father when it comes to fucking a person senseless. She was going to find out very soon. I understand, Gohan assured. Reassured, fuck.
You're doing Shrek. A good thing, Lo, I gotta say.
Needs to be stopped.
Good, I'm glad I'm doing something right.
With that, the group split up. Videl...
Come on! You can do it!
...into the nearest bedroom with Goku following behind her. Goku recalled it had been some time since he had sex with a pregnant woman.
Why are you piccoloing the narration?
Why not?
He was not around when Chi-Chi was pregnant because my cock is always erect. To answer your question, Devin Gallo of Alvarath. Chi-Chi was pregnant in Goten, and during Chi-Chi's pregnancy with Gohan, she was so concerned with the baby's health that they only got to make love a few times. Now, with the opportunity right in front of him, the prospect of thrusting his cock into a heavily pregnant woman had his penis already growing hard. He felt guilty for wanting to enjoy it, but the Earth needed him, and he thought that the more he might enjoy it, the greater the power boost effects might be.
This story could use an OBGYN consultant. I mean, like, how many people have shot their load all over this fetus?
Maybe she said, like, 18. Yeah, she said 18.
18 people have shot their load over this fetus?
That's not how it works!
Del had already been slipping her clothes off and set herself upon the bed. Are you ready, Goku? She squeaked in a timid voice. Goku snapped out of it and began to take off his clothes as well. As he began to strip, he looked at the naked woman over in front of him. He noticed that aside from her ballooned pregnant belly, her breasts had swollen and nipples dark. He knew that that was a sign that they were saturated with milk. It wasn't surprising, considering Videl had swelled so much in the past week, she looked like she might pop out the baby any second.
The baby's gonna come out and it'll just be an onion.
Goku felt his cock grow harder and larger. Until it sprung out of his pants as he removed them,
Bring!
Sticking straight out from him. Videl was in shock. His cock looked exactly like Gohan's, except it was much larger.
It was the size of an aircraft carrier.
Videl tried to guess the size to herself, but the closest she could think of was that it was comparable in size to her entire forearm.
Ugh.
It wasn't just his cock that was massive. It was... He had two enormous balls that hung behind it. Oh. My... Goku! Videl stammered as her eyes fixed on his raging cock. How else do you think I could have gotten Chi-Chi pregnant with Goten after only a day or two break before the Cell Games? He replied. Even though Videl was already heavily pregnant, as she thought about Goku dumping load after load of his semen deep into her, she would gladly take in double pregnant if such a thing existed.
I'm so glad that there was something said after Goku dumping.
You call your cock Goku.
She started to learn from its monstrous girth to be penetrating her.
Goku warned her. We'll have to make sure you are super wet before we start, or this might really hurt. He said, getting closer to begin.
I read ahead, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Goku, I'm already soaking wet. She shuddered. Goku looked down at her and saw that the bed was covered in her juices.
Jeez, she's like a fucking fountain.
No, yeah, she's a fountain drink dispenser. Apple juice, orange juice, grape juice, and...
clam juice.
Ew.
It's for the bloody Caesar.
It's like when you bite.
Alright, can you read that one more time, Loki?
I would love to! Okay, then, let's get started, he replied with an innocent-like smile. She laid back on the bed near the edge and propped her feet up. As he began to push his granite cock into her, she could feel its girth beginning to stretch her tightly. It did hurt a little, but the pain feeling combined with the pleasure on her G-spot as he pushed in was making her gush in fluids. She sprawled her hands out across the bed and gripped the sheets tightly, letting out a long moan. Goku could feel how tight she was, as she had never had a cock of his size take her before. He could feel her vagina pulsing on his cock as he pushed it deeper and deeper. Finally, he was in balls deep.
If he goes another couple levels or two, he could finally mine some redstone.
Videl,
yeah, this is one of those situations where, like, by providing too much information, that it kind of takes you out of it. Like, when you use lots of terms like labia majora, and then suddenly you resort to butt cheeks.
Videl could feel his warm balls pressed against her ass cheeks.
Balls, 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 balls.
Alright, it's your turn, Devin.
It's Devin's turn, yes.
Goku, it's so much stimulation. I feel like as soon as you start to move, I will come hard on your cock, she said in a fever. Goku knew she was right. He could already feel the ki building up within him, and they hadn't really even started. He began to thrust her slowly at first, giving her a chance to adjust to his girth. She was panting and wailing like she had been fucking her, like he had been fucking her, goddammit, for hours, when in fact it was only minutes. Just as he was about to speed up, she started to call out, Hung! Imcoming. Okay, hum im coming. Okay, whatever.
Humming, humming.
No, she was actually calling out for William Hung. The Hong Kong singer.
Aww.
She back. Baby, she moves.
Pretty much.
This fucking document has devolved so much. I'm still just in fascination with that. Alright, hang on. Goku could feel her vagina tighten firmly around his cock as he continued pumping her. She was orgasming so hard, he could see her belly contract rigidly.
Yes.
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 Orgasming so hard he could see her belly contract rigidly as her cervix pushed into his cock, begging for his seed to be spilled. He felt the key encompass the entire length of his cock, and where others ejaculated instantly. This is Goku we're talking about. Goku let the energy surround him, but didn't let himself come just yet. He picked up where he was interrupted and began to fuck her faster. Videl was so surprised, all she could do was grip the sheets even tighter and moan out so loud that surely the others could hear them. She didn't care, though. She was getting the fucking of her life.
This is your fucking father-in-law! Literally!
That's okay. Some good
It's a really good orgasm.
This is like one step away from a Duck Dynasty
really
fic.
Good orgasm.
Well, maybe this is within protocol on planet. Oh wait, it's Earth.
Is orgasm like Microsoft Sam?
No, that would be it'd be Organ Trail Sam. You trade low for munitions.
Goku died of dysentery.
As he was pounding her, he grunted to her, "I'm going to make you come again." Videl arched her back in the air as Goku seized his hand to her clitoris. He began fervently rubbing and it...
Clitoris? Isn't that one of the dinosaurs that Dr. Grant found?
No, that was the Clitosaurus Rex.
I'm so
I'm so sorry.
He began fervently rubbing it and increasing the assault on it to flicking and then slapping. She has never had anyone play so rough with her before, but it was working. She could feel the second orgasm building up. She was riding the edge. Goku felt ki building up within him even more. She started to beg him. Can you transform? She moaned. Are you sure? My cock will get even larger. Did it return? Yes, please fuck me with your giant super Saiyan cock.
I quit the show forever.
She screamed at him. Goku began the power up.
David, I abdicate to you.
No, no, hang on, we're not done. Goku began the power up. Somebody's got to do the sound effect. That's somebody drinking a Slurpee.
That's fine. It works. It's appropriate.
But it's not the Super Saiyan sound, but alright, I'll work with it. And she could feel his cock growing inside her. She let out a few yelps of pleasure as it stretched her even more. She couldn't see it, but based on feeling alone, she guessed he was the girth of at least the fat part of an eggplant now. Alright, I'm never eating eggplant parmesan ever again.
I don't know why.
As the girth began to put immense pressure on her G-spot, and Goku had not stopped his assault of her clitoris.
Clitoris. Clitoris or clitoris.
I like the more clitoris. She began to come with another powerful orgasm.
I can't, like, feel my teeth.
Again? Already?
Goku said, surprised as he felt the ki encompass his entire length. He wouldn't let it make him come as he wanted to go just one more time. Videl was shaking with the orgasm.
Shaking as the orgasm.
Whatever.
Okay.
Goku still pumping away. Then Goku leaned in and grunted again.
All right, one more time.
He slid her closer to the edge of the bed to where her ass was hanging over the edge.
That's Goku, that's Sonic the Hedgehog.
He took her legs and then positioned them on either side of his face and on his shoulders. He began thrusting her once again and continued the assault on her clitoris. Only this time, he used the other hand to reach around to her ass, which was covered in the juices gushing from her vagina. He saturated his fingers in the juices and slowly pushed two fingers into her ass. Videl let another yelp of surprise. He found her anal G-spot and began building the holy trinity of orgasms. Clitoris, vaginal G-spot, and anal G-spot. Videl was about to come harder than she had ever come in her life.
Oh.
He pumped his finger in and out, making sure to rub the spot. Holy. He could feel her vagina and ass start to tighten. It was almost time. Goku could feel the ki building up yet again. It started to descend around his cock as he pounded her. He needed to make sure she came hard, so he began to bump even faster. Just then, Videl began to orgasm for the third time. Goku felt the contractions hard around all around his cock. He finally let himself blow! Videl could feel his hot semen as he started pumping it deep inside her. The sensation caused the wave of another orgasm to start as her belly began to tighten up once again and her cervix contracted downward towards the spewing cock. Lapping at the semen with each pulse, Goku orgasm out, pumping and pumping load after load in her for at least 20 minutes as the hot golden semen oozed out of her vagina with each thrust. Just as Goku pulled himself out of Videl sat up. Suddenly, a massive amount of fluid began to pour out of her.
Whoosh.
Goku laughed at her. What? You want more? Ha ha. Videl wrapped her arms around her belly.
No, I think my water just broke. I'm having the baby now.
She yelled as her belly began to contract.
Uh-oh. Videl's baby is on the way. What does that mean for the fighters as Shrek is on the loose? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
This is... wow. Now, you're going to have to speak up a tiny bit. Okay.
It's the first time I hear about a cervix lapping up semen.
Yeah.
Yum, yum. That's some good semen.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z.
Goku was granted his much-needed power boost from Videl. The exchange of power was perhaps a bit too much for her, as it sent her into labor? Is Goku finally ready to defeat Shrek and restore peace to Earth? Find out today on Dragon Ball Z, episode 1007, Brawl at the Breeze.
Goku swiftly pulled his pants up and hobbled out the door. He stumbled into the living room with his usual goofy expression and one hand behind his head. No need to be alarmed, but I may have sent Videl into labor, he said, smiling and squinting his eyes.
By spraying semen all over her existing fetus,
yes,
that's not even close to how it works.
It's absolutely science. A look of panic overcame Gohan as he bolted into the room to console his wife. Bulma, Chi-Chi, and Mr. and Mrs. Brief also rushed in the room to assist Videl. The rest of the Z Fighters looked over Goku. Well, did it work, Goku? Krillin asked with haste. I'm sure it did. Let's put an end to this, Goku reaffirmed with vigor. Just then, Gohan stepped out of the room Videl was in and walked up to his father. Dad, if you don't mind, I'm going to stay here with Videl. It's not safe to take her to the hospital with the onion pheromones penetrating the city. She will have to have the baby here, he said with a little bit of worry in his voice. Don't worry, son, Goku said, giving his son a reassuring look. The two stared into each other's eyes for a short moment of bonding. Everything will be okay, he added. Goku, I'm coming with you, said Krillin as he readied his battle stance. The remaining Z Fighters agreed, followed after Goku, and he led them back into the skies and into battle. They began to follow the wreckage, flesh, blood, bones, and mud trail Shrek was leaving in his wake.
It's
fine. They finally came upon a newly propped up swamp. How the fuck do you prop up a swamp?
I don't know. I always thought it was down.
With a series of books that no one wants to read and shoeboxes.
With a small house at its center. As they observed the area, it seemed like this small house was the epicenter of a terrible explosion of body parts, blood, and onion eyes.
Don't drag me into this shit.
Goku touched down outside the house in the shin-deep mud with the other Z Fighters at his back. Shrek, I know you're in there! Come out! It's over! Sorry. It's over!
Oh, it's over.
Goku called at him. The group saw a shadow emerge from the depths of the house. Cyril.
Oh, God.
We gotta burn through this. We're almost done.
It's Wastasai! Oh! It's not Ogre! The shadow boomed at Goku in a demonic voice. The shadow began to exit the house, taking slow steps into the light. Slowly, they realized that the Shrek had been seen before. It was not even Shrek's final form. The new form left him bulging with muscles, throbbing veins running up and down his arms, legs, and forehead. His teeth, once simply unmanaged and yellow, were now all filed down to points. They were bathed in blood. His eyes were two red glowing pits, oozing aggression as they pierced.
All right, now your voice is 100% wholly appropriate.
How come his eyes aren't onions? little Vidalia pearl onions.
Kill me!
Oh, wait. Sorry. Back in character.
The shaft was... Wait, shit. Fuck, God, wait.
No,
oh.
No. Kill. I'll kill you, and then you kill me, okay?
Okay. Then they saw it. Shrek was preceded by a horse-sized green dick. Fully erect and pointing right at the Z Fighters. The shaft was lined with subdermal piercings and scars from mutilation. The tip had multiple spike dermal piercings sticking out of it that were already dripping with blood.
Okay, I'm now spotting a third author.
Shrek cocked his head back, throwing all his weight into the back of his heels and shoved his green metal dick in the air.
Wait, which head?
I don't know!
Excuse me. That was me drinking some more beer to get through this shit.
It's never ogre! He said in a long draw of his demonic voice. Goku charged in and went for the first punch. Shrek dodged him, swinging his spiky metal-covered dick around like some kind of cock mace. Goku swiftly teleported behind him and delivered a hard blow to the Green Menace's shoulder. Shrek turned around, trying for a swing at Goku's head, but Goku managed to punch his fist out of the way just in time. Shrek became more and more visible, irritated, his veins bulging and throbbing as the rage pumped through him. Shrek broke away for a moment, panting. You weren't this strong before. What did you do, Lottie? He spit at him.
Lottie.
Krillin, cheering on Goku from the sidelines, said it out. Ha! Like I ever tell you, you big green elf, he said, snickering. Oh, is that right? Goku, the ogre, said, fuck, raising one eyebrow. Suddenly, he vanished. Goku blinked and looked around, trying to sense him. In a flash, Shrek reappeared right in front of Krillin and swiftly clutched his hand with both hands just above the ears.
Ah! Let me go!
Krillin yelped. The Gogur's body began to glow as he tightly held Krillin's head.
Oh no, Krillin. Not the Gogur's body!
His Gogur's body?
Which one of his heads?
As he tightly held Krillin's head, Krillin looked up to at him and into his eyes. He could see all of his memories flashing in Shrek's eyes, even the most recent occurrences. Then, all of Krillin's energy be- Excuse me. Then all of Krillin's energy began to drain and become absorbed by Shrek. Just as Krillin could see the flashes of a memory near the end, the grip tightened even more. Krillin crawled out for help from Goku. Goku had already started rushing to Krillin's aid, but before he was able to reach, he saw it happen right in front of him. Shrek squeezed his hands right around the small man's head, clutching tighter and tighter until Krillin's skull began to crack. Eventually, God, this got dark. Well, it was dark
hey,
before.
Hey, the music's kind of whimsical right now, okay?
Eventually, Krillin's entire head collapsed, like the ogre was simply crushing a paper lantern. Blood and bits of brain shot out from between Shrek's fingers as he smiled widely at the task.
Krillin, no!
Goku yelled out. Shrek began to laugh.
You monster, Freezy Pop!
So that's how you caught up to me. The ogre stated, dropping the headless body to the ground. Well, have to even the plan failed. Oh, that's not how you spell field.
Failed.
Failed. Shrek continued. Goku, horrified at what the ogre... Goku was saying, was speechless. Shrek flicked the blood and brains dripping from his hands off before shooting into the sky towards the brief's house. Goku quickly regained his composure and blasted off. Whew, Jesus, I'm fucking this up really bad. Blasted off right after him. In his haste, Goku quickly realized he could just use instant transmission and get there before Shrek. Goku halted in midair and focused his fingers on his brow. He located the energy of the Z fighters and could immediately sense Videl's baby's power. He vanished as he relocated. Goku appeared in the room with the briefs, Gohan and Videl, who was still in labor. Goku didn't ask them time.
He didn't give them time to ask.
He just blurted out, Shrek is on his way here. He wants the power from the baby.
It's like stealing key from a baby.
What? Videl screamed out in an exhausted tone. She was laying on the same bed Goku had pounded her on.
No, she was swimming because of all the semen.
Gripping the sides of the mattress and moaning in pain, Gohan tensed every muscle in his body and balled up his fists. I won't let him get near her or the baby, he said with venom in his voice. We'll put an end to this now, Goku assured him. We'll all fight him at once for the baby's protection. Right, Gohan agreed as the two ran out into the main living room where all the other Z fighters were waiting.
Piccolo sighted Goku and called out, "I can sense him getting closer. He's almost here. He wants to try to take the baby's power," Gohan said angrily. "We're all going to fight him together." "Fine by me," Vegeta finally interjected. "I'm tired of watching from the sidelines. I'm ready to do some real fighting," he said in his own version of excitement.
That was nice.
The Z fighters could sense his approach and all ran outside. They watched as the ogre touched down in the grass in the brief's front yard.
Touchdown!
Woo, Packers!
Packers!
Packers won! Woo!
Shrek glanced over at each Z fighter's eyes and then finally to Goku's.
"I see how it is," Shrek said in his calm, demonic tone. Oh, wait, I have to apparently turn it down a bit. "All of you are gonna fight the scary ogre to protect the little one."
You know, you could also do, like, faux, like, 1700s British. Like,
my question is, why is Shrek suddenly, like, a cowboy from New York?
He's a cowboy bebop.
Well, dried up, he moved to New York to get into the stock market. All this turmoil is making me a wee bit frisky, Shrek huffed out. Oh, I have to huff too? His motherfucker.
No, it says giant horse dick, not motherfucker.
Mother goddamn fucker.
Okay. Okay, just seeing those three words strung together makes me so happy.
I was in the My Little Pony fandom. It's not so unusual.
I never said it was...
Oh my god.
Come on, you can do this.
Indeed. Shrek is live. Shrek is live.
All this turmoil is making me a wee bit frisky. Shrek hopped out. His giant horse dick began to throb as he took his hands around it and began jacking it. Spikes and all. What?
Wait, his dick has spikes?
The piercings caused cuts all over his hand, and the blood from it merely acted as lubricant for Shrek's green metal dick?
Yep.
So it's a part of the Megazord. You know, the Green Ranger was the penis of the Megazord.
You're not wrong about that.
I seem to recall that you did not power up your crystal to power up your green metal cock, but okay. Within a few seconds, Shrek began to pump out some brown streams of steamy ejaculate from his cock. It pooled on the ground below him, and he took a step back from it as he milked all he could from his cock. Then, the pools of brown liquid began to move.
Oh god, did it form Shrekamen?
Ugh. Is this like that one scene from Dogma?
Golgotha?
Yes!
I'm gonna try to do this without interrupting the stream of reading at all.
Okay, go for it.
The pool slowly split in two, then four, then eight. Suddenly, there were 20 or more pools of brown liquid pulsing around. Then the liquid shot up into the air and began to take shape. The Z fighters watched in horror as the liquid formed into small versions of Shrek, about 2 feet high. They all snickered and began jumping in the air towards the Z fighters. An all-out brawl began on the front lawn as the crew began fighting off the small minions. Gohan and Goku went straight for Shrek, pushing off any minions that got in their way. Shrek frowned in disapproval as the three started to engage in combat. Shrek started to show he was getting nervous. I have to interject, but what Shrek? Which Shrek is it now?
All of them.
All of them
for
together.
Shrek is love.
Shrek is Shrek life. Love.
Shrek frowned in disapproval as the three began to engage in combat. Shrek started to show he was getting nervous. He had found just the right way to piss Gohan off, and Gohan was not letting up, throwing up each punch with some kind of primal rage.
Oh, that's a great game.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
It's on 32X. It's bad. The fight froze for a brief second as they heard from the inside the Videl crowd in pain. Gohan, Gohan turned his head towards her voice, and Shrek saw his opportunity. He gave a few more hand pumps on his metal dick, And some brown fluid began to ooze out right in front of him. God, I feel like I need paper towels around me at all times that I'm reading this, because it's, I feel like I'm being covered in filth.
Keep going, Devin. We are going to go over unless you keep going.
The liquid clearly formed is... Wait, no, hang on, that's not right. Gohan, as Shrek moved in closer. Outside, Gohan could hear Videl's cries, and when he noticed Shrek had slipped away from them, a deeper rage started to build inside him. He transformed Super Saiyan, even while the ogrelings clutched onto him. The energy and light burning off him as he transformed sent the minions flying off him and vaporizing in the energy. Gohan turned around to the house with Saiyan rage and then swiftly vanished?
Next up is you, Val.
He reappeared in the bedroom opposite to Shrek. Shrek looked up at him for a second, but then was distracted by a light emitting from Videl's vagina. He was mesmerized by it. Yes, my power! He exclaimed with excitement. I don't know who's talking. Whatever. Just before Gohan could move in and knock him out, Videl cried out, clutching onto Gohan's forearm. It's coming out of me! She cried to him.
Oh, God.
Suddenly, the light grew and grew until a massive blue energy blast shot out of Videl's vagina.
She just shoot the loop from her vagina!
Yep. Going right through Shrek's abdomen, Shrek stumbled back in shock. Videl, beads of sweat dripping from her brow, mutters to Gohan, "Did our baby just Kamehameha Shrek?" "I think so," Gohan replied, stunned. Shaking his head, he pulled himself back to the situation at hand. "Right time to end this," he says aloud. Gohan swells up with power before sending out rapid fire energy blasts. Fire? Whatever. Hitting Shrek all over his body while simultaneously destroying half of the Briefs' house. Shrek's body begins to break apart and fly into the air around him. Gohan delivers a final rage-filled blast, vaporizing the parts flying in the air. As it turns around, he notices tears streaming down Videl's face as she holds the baby in her arms. "Oh, Gohan, it's a girl," Videl says lovingly to him. Gohan transforms back to his normal self and rushes over to cuddle the baby.
To her to cuddle.
Okay, after that, I would be surprised if it even came out as a human being.
It's the butter monster.
I am Der Butter.
Yes.
You are worth 2K monies.
The rest of the Z Fighters are surprised when the minions return to their original form, pulling into puddles of brown liquid once again. Goku and the others rush into the house and turn the corner into the bedroom. They see Gohan standing next to Videl resting on the bed. He turns to them with the baby in his arms and exclaims, "Hi everyone! Come to meet our daughter, Pan!" The gang all rush in and coo at her. Goku gets an idea. Say, you know what would make Pan here really strong? He says with excitement. Gohan and Videl shoot suspicious looks over to Goku.
Oh no!
What might come out of his mouth next? "No, no," Goku laughs. "It's nothing like that."
That's not funny on any level.
This is the last time I'm going to read.
Goku takes a clean blanket and lays it down flat. He dips his hand in the semen, still covering almost everything in the room. He drops two symbols on the blanket. Kame symbol and King Kai symbol. The one he wears on his G.
You let Hulk Hogan do the last part?
You fuck my ass. He then motions for Gohan to hand him Pan.
Yes, I did fuck your ass.
Gohan reluctantly obeys and watches Goku lay Pan down on top of the symbols before swaddling her nice and tight. The blanket begins to glow with power and Pan giggles before returning to her cooing. Now, she will have the wisdom of two great masters. "You better watch out for this one," Goku said laughing. The fight is finally over for our heroes. Bulma arranged to have the room professionally cleaned, and the waste from the room ended up in landfill on the outskirts of town. "Even against all odds, our fighters always win the fight and always face tougher and stronger foes."
A worker begins to dump the container into heaps of trash at the landfill, and a small amount of semen from Goku's power-up began to merge with some bits of flesh that flew off of Shrek during the Gohan's assault.
"If one thing's for certain, there will always be someone more powerful threatening the Earth for the Z Fighters to face. In that regard, it's never truly
The worker finished emptying the bin and walks back to his station. The small bit of flesh begins to twist with life. Ogre. I'm not fucking doing the phonetics. I fucking can after that shit.
You gotta. You gotta.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented for better or worse by Nerdy Show. This is the outro message, so feel free to go to the next episode if you don't want to sit through another 2 minutes of talking that won't change until next season. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud, or give us your feedback at nerdyshow.com/survey. If you would like to send us your nudes, please send us a private message. Friday Night Fanfiction was produced, edited, organized, and executed by Nighthorse Media. Musical contributions courtesy of Nighthorse Media and Overclocked Remix. Check out free video game arrangements and albums at ocremix.org. Intro music, Nutritious, Dreamscape, from Xenogears. Thunder Thoen, Deforestation, from Super Castlevania 4. Benjamin Briggs, Castlemania 2010, from Castlevania. Closing music, Disco Dan, Green Amnesia, from Chrono Trigger. Special thanks to all of our fans. We wouldn't and couldn't do this without you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Friday Night Fanfiction on Facebook and follow the hosts on Twitter at SteveOSoldOut, at BrushfireFNF, at ViralDemon, at FrozenTreasure, and follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks: Facebook, Twitter, Elo, ICQ, Friendster, LiveJournal, Yahoo Messenger, MySpace, BBS, and Telegram. If it's geeky, we got it covered.